Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Scott Boyd of the 43rd Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Boyd, welcome to the report.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be with you today.
Well, there's still a lot of talk about the state budget, which really just got done recently. It got done late, but I understand that there may be some questions about the numbers already in terms of what we're looking at in terms of projected revenue. What's going on?
Actually, I appreciate the thought there. One of the reasons that a number of us from Lancaster voted against the budget as it was proposed, you know, we worked really hard, particularly the House Republican Caucus, to get the spend number back to a reasonable level. While we make tremendous headway, we didn't get it as far back as we really needed to, and that's evidenced by the fact that as of the 1st of November, revenue intake for the first 4 months of the year, July, August, September, and October, we're already short $160 million from what we need to balance the budget at a $28 billion spend number. So the revenue numbers continue to demonstrate that the economy is still very weak, regardless of what propaganda comes out of Washington. And so we were very concerned, and we're spending money faster and we're bringing it in, which every family out there knows you can't continue to do that. So we're very concerned with where this is going to go in the future.
And speaking of budget concerns, I understand that there's actually still some work to do on the budget.
Yeah, I think a number of folks recognize that the budget, while it was passed and balanced, there were a number of programs that typically are funded, not the least of which would be some money for what we call non-preferred appropriations, Penn State and Temple, University of Pittsburgh, some other organizations that was not a part of the final budget package. And the numbers that, or the revenue for those organizations was really predicated on the organizations that were pushing for table games at the casinos, the additional tax revenue, and that hasn't passed yet. And of course, those of us who oppose that legislation are very concerned that it's not a foregone conclusion that that's going to pass. And if it doesn't pass, those organizations either aren't funded or we're going to have to find additional revenue for them. Again, very poor fiscal planning coming out of the administration. Again, seventh year in a row, seeing really fiscal management that is less than prudent. One of the additional concerns is if table games do get passed, what's the tax rate? And will the money that goes to fund table games actually detract from the revenue that's supposed to come in from slots for property tax relief? So there's a lot of unanswered questions, and the state's moving forward, the administration's moving forward in trying to put a deal together to fund the state university, particularly Penn State, Pitt, Temple, without really knowing where the money's coming from. So that's a very tremendous, perplexing problem that we're facing.
There's also a lot of concern about the future of Pennsylvania, and especially Pennsylvania's public pension systems. And I understand that you have recently been appointed by leadership to a group that's going to be taking a hard look at this.
Yeah, I was approached by our leadership policy chairman, Stan Saylor, a few months ago, asked if I would be willing to relinquish my role as the co-chair of the healthcare task force, which I manned for the last couple of years, and take over another problem, working with a couple colleagues, Doug Reichle and Glenn Grell, on the pension issue. I gladly accepted that challenge. There's tremendous difficulties facing public pensions and the defined benefit programs that are out there for both the public school employees and the state employees, and also municipal employees across the Commonwealth. There are many that are saying that those funds, without some substantive changes, are going to be in distress by the year 2012. And the employer contribution, a part of that equation, is the taxpayer. So I'm relishing the role of being kind of a guardian of the taxpayer dollars when it comes to how we fund public pensions going forward, and looking forward to embracing that challenge.
And what's new in the Good News Corner this month?
Well, I just want to say congratulations to Sam and Elaine Stalsfus at Keystone Woods Specialties. They were recently recognized as the 2009 Governor's Award for Safety Excellence. Sam runs a great operation in the Smoketown area, and I just want to say congratulations to he and Elaine and all of the team members at Keystone Woods Specialties. Job well done, and continue to lead.
Representative Boyd, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Scott Boyd.